Looking forward to it. Good morning, everybody. Great to see all your lovely faces. It's always great to be in the house of God. I love our local church. I love all local churches. I believe in the local church. I believe we are a lighthouse in our community. We are here to make a difference. Aren't we? Amen. Very good. Okay, thank you, worship team. Would you like to take a seat? And we'll see you later on at about 11 o'clock when you come up here. Okay. Who's had a good week, everybody? Fantastic. Good. Do you know, God loves you. God loves me. He loves you, not because you're good. He loves you because He is good. Isn't that good? He loves you. Not because you're good, but because He is good. Doesn't matter where your background is today. God loves you. He does not hold anything against you. God's hand is upon you today to bless you and to encourage you. And so this morning, so my name is Charlie Ricardo, and I'm part of the C3 team here at Fremantle and Wellart. And I'm very honoured and privileged to share today. Thank you to our Senior Pastor Nigel Sermon. It's always an honour and a privilege to share the Word. And so we've been doing a series in the last few weeks, number of weeks. The theme has been Made for More. Yeah?
Yes.
What's the theme been?
Made for More.
I want to follow on from that theme, and the title of my message is A Better You.
Yeah.
A Better You. Who wants a better you?
Yeah.
A better me, a better us. I certainly do. I want more. I want more joy. I want more of the peace of God. I want more of Christ in me. And there's times that God has a lot of benefits for us. A lot of benefits for us, for you and I. Jesus paid a very, very high price for you and I. And He paid a very high price so that we can receive of His benefits. A very, very high, very, very high price. But sometimes because of the choices that we make, the choices we don't make, We do things that aren't beneficial to us. By and large, I am an encourager. So today, I want to encourage you in the Word, to live it out, to apply it. I don't want us to settle for less than what God has for you and I. Let's not settle for less, because He has paid a very high price for us. I believe many times we don't access God's benefits and things on our own so that we can benefit from Him. There are some things I would like to share today. God has saved us for a purpose, to make a difference, to live life to the fullest, not a life of misery. God has not destined you, let me tell you, to live a life of misery. God wants to pour joy into your world. God wants to pour joy into your life. There is no doubt about that. So let's have a look at Isaiah chapter 61. This is my scripture today. Verse 1 to 3. That's going to come up on the screen. Has that come up here? It's there. Okay. Great. Verse 1. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom to the captives, and release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God. Now, this vengeance from God is not against you or I. It's vengeance against the devil. Because the devil also has a plan for your life. He wants you to have a life of misery. He wants to destroy your life. to comfort all who mourn, and provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of his splendor. Now, when Jesus was here, he walked into the temple and he picked up the scroll of Isaiah and he read this. In Luke chapter 4, verse 17. And he said, "Today, this has been fulfilled in your ear, this scripture." And I know for many of us here today, this good news has changed us, that we've been changed by the gospel. But also God calls us to bring this to others. That's our purpose, to bring good news to the poor, to bind up the brokenhearted, freedom for the captives, release people from darkness, proclaim the year of the Lord's favor, comfort all who mourn, provide for those who grieve. So just like when I was 19, the gospel came to me by somebody. And over a process of time, it changed me. It didn't happen all at once. Of course, there was a conversion. But then there was areas of my heart where I was hurting, and Jesus brought healing. There was areas of my life where I was held captive. Jesus brought freedom. And that's what he's done for you and I. And that's what he calls us to go and do for others, in word and in deed. To share with others. Sometimes it just through your kindness. But by word and deed is even better. And I'm going to share a couple of stories later by a couple of organizations who do this in word and in deed. So what is our equipment? How do we do this? Well, he says that the good news of the gospel says that the Lord has anointed me. The Lord has anointed you. Yes, Suzanne. Yes, Mikkel. He has anointed you. You have been anointed. Each and every one of you here have the anointing upon you to share the gospel, to share the good news. Many of you have been hurt and have been healed, and Jesus will use that to share with others. Like Helen shared this morning about the woman with the alabaster box, she broke it and the aroma that came out. You know, through our brokenness, there's something about Christ in there. There's something about when we have perhaps had areas in our lives where we've suffered or been hurt. But Jesus creates something beautiful out of that. Jesus creates, in the midst of suffering and hurt and pain, there is joy. There is. As we just look to him and cry to him, sometimes there's lots of tears. Many of you know exactly what I'm talking about. That's okay to be broken before the Lord. God wants us to be vulnerable. God wants us to share our heart with him, our weaknesses. God will come through for you. Maybe this morning you're struggling with some relationships. Maybe you've been through some pain. Be vulnerable. Open that up to the living God. Allow him in. And you watch what can occur. Instead of despair, he says we put on the garments of praise. For the spirit of despair. Let me get some water. A few weeks back, I was at work. And I started to feel really flat. And I don't know why. I started to feel just yuck. Have you ever had that? Yeah. I thought, am I getting sick? Have I got COVID-19? Am I getting the flu? What's going on? And so anyway, there was just different things happening, and there was quite a bit of pressure happening. We had the Minister of Communities coming. We had just things going on. Some staff, some volunteers hadn't come. And so it was just full on. It was just you full press from this side, that side, your mind, you know. And so I started to just sing. Not out loud, because all the people would leave the store. I wouldn't do that. So just under my breath, I started to sing. Just started to sing this song very quietly. Put on the garment of praise for the Spirit, you know. So I'm just singing. It's a golden oldie. But I tell you what, it's the Word of God. So I started to put on this, just started to praise and sing. Just kept doing it. I was feeling really yuck, feeling terrible. Kept doing it. You know, people walked by and I'd go quiet, then I'd start up again. kept singing. About an hour and a half goes by. I don't think I sang for that long, but about an hour and a half went by and I feel great. What happened? I couldn't even pick when that, I think it was a bit of darkness just trying to hone in on me. But the Lord. I could have stayed in that well of, and just kept, I could have kept on just going down into a hole. But Jesus, I've given you the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. And do you know what? Praise, right? Praise is a weapon. And we're going to be people that praise. So I want to encourage you this morning, out of that word, out of that scripture, to make a choice to praise. Make a choice. It's not going to just come to you. You've got to step into and take that benefit. You've got to, it says, put it on. Put on the garment. Doesn't say that the garment's going to fall on you. You've got to choose. You've got to take the garment, put it on, and start praising. The word says that God inhabits the praises of his people. And as we begin to praise God, God rocks up. The presence of God rocks up. There's joy. There's freedom. There's liberty. So I want to encourage us this morning out of the scripture to be a person that praises. Yes, I know your husband can give you a hard time. How do you get through that? Start praising God. Just try and just lift yourself up and get into that area of faith and trust, and that God's with you, that he's your refuge, he's your anchor. He's your everything. Be a person that praises. Praise God. Praise God. And that's something that you will exhort your children to do, your grandchildren to do. This is the gospel. This is in part. We pass this down to our children, our grandchildren, our friends, whoever we're mentoring, whoever we are helping. That's what we do. So I want to encourage us to be a people of praise. Be a person that, another thing, we have access to God. We have access to Jesus through prayer. Be a person that prays. Not just, you know, I set my time in the morning. I have my devotions. But throughout the day, I'm also, you know, just talking and praying, singing, doing something, meditating on a scripture. Just try and keep the flow, because we want to stay in that. It's very easy to be out of that and be of no effect. But we want to try and stay in that zone. So remember, you do have the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is upon you. The Lord has anointed you. You do have the garments of praise. You do have access to God through prayer. We have access through God, through prayer. Prayer doesn't always just move us to God, but it moves God to us. So we want to be able to come to a place where our assignment has been completed. And it says there in Isaiah, just a couple, 3 points there, that we will be called oaks of righteousness. An oak is a very, very large tree with very, very strong roots. When the winds and the rain come, you're not going to fall over. That you know that your refuge, your faith is in the living God. That he turns all things for good. Yes, all things. He turns all things for good. We trust him. When the going gets tough, we trust him. We just trust. And we hold on and believe for God to come through. Access his benefits. Access the garments of praise. Access God through prayer. Be broken before God. Be vulnerable. Share your heart. It's okay. He's big enough to take that. He can do that. So we want to be oaks of righteousness, planted by the Lord for the display of his splendor. Man, you know, I see some really beautiful believers that just display the splendor of God. I could name many of them, many of you here. And I think, wow, I just go, wow. Yeah. I talk to Budgie and I just go, wow. Yeah. Yeah. Many of you. This is a choice. We will only have fulfillment and we'll only fulfill our purpose because we need to make that choice. You know, sometimes, you know, we hear things, right? And we know things, but we don't actually do things. We don't do it. We hear a great message, we go, wow, gee, that was great. But how many times do we actually do it? And sometimes I really do believe that there are just some things that we don't do. You probably know it. I know lots of things, but I don't think I always do it. So I want a better me. And I want to encourage you to be a better you. I follow a charity called Charity Water. And what they do is it's an amazing story. Scott Harrison. Amazing story. His model of how he set this charity up is just phenomenal. I can't go into it all. So they dig wells all over the world, mainly in Africa. In about 2012, 2013, there was about 800 million people that did not have access to clean water. Had no access at all. And so his mission is to eradicate it. And slowly, 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 you know. 800 million people, that is 23 times the population of Australia to clean water. They dug a well in this village and they hit water. Water come out, and I've seen videos and the joy, the dancing that goes on. The Africans go crazy, yeah. You know, and they dance and, you know. And there was one lady there who was crying, just crying, quite elderly. And one of the staff was like, oh, let's call her Melba. Melba, what's the matter? What's the matter, darling? She should be happy. We've got water. yes, I am happy. And she goes, but I just want you to know, my daughter, for years and years, walked with a clay pot on her back for years, for a couple of hours, every day for water. She was not a young, she wasn't a teenager, she was older than that. 2 hours, 3.5 hours to come back every day, backwards and forwards, backwards and forwards. One day on her way back, she just made it to the village and she dropped. The clay pot broke. And in her despair, she took her life. And the woman said, after all that time and those years we've lived here, there's been water here, like 20, 30 meters away from her hut. There's always been water here. And she just, you know, and I think like us, we have all these benefits from Christ in the Word of God, and we don't access it. You know, they didn't know. They didn't know, but we know. We know where to look. We know where to find. We know, and sometimes we don't act. The answer is right here. I'm going to tell you one more story. This is Nett's story. If the team want to come up, the music team, that'd be great. Do you have a photo of Nett? Oh dear, I don't look at the photo. So my wife works for an organization. Now my wife works for an organization called Transform Cambodia. I can't help but get a little bit involved and listen to what's going on because she brings her work home. You know, she brings her work home. So anyway, so I watch, I look, I listen. And last Sunday, she had a message that one of the young men in Cambodia died, had a heart attack, 19 years of age. And I was like, what? You're kidding me. And so I'm going to read his story. I want you to hear this. Okay. So what Transform Cambodia do is they take children from the slums who can't afford an education, give them an education. They teach them English. They mentor them. You know, they pay for them to go to the local school. They get them right through to university, right through to where they become professionals. And some of them today are architects. Some are, you know, doing IT. Some are, you know, just amazing what I hear. And so Nett was a kid from the slums who joined Transform Cambodia program in 2009. He was only 19 when he tragically and suddenly died. During his time at Transform Cambodia, he came to know Christ. He was actively involved in building the local church. He went to a Kingdom City church in Cambodia. So that church, he was running kids' clubs, he was a youth leader, and he was an example to all of those around him. His mother shared the story of his birth this week at his funeral. Listen to this. She was extremely poor. Her husband had left her. And she worked in the rice fields right up to the time she went into labor. She asked someone to go and get the midwife. The midwife says, no, I'm not coming. She hasn't got enough money. She's too poor. She can't pay me. The local chief in the village went and seen her and pleaded with her, please, please come. Have compassion upon her. Come and help her. While she was, and the lady did come and help. While she was in labor pains and waiting, an angel appeared to her. She felt a presence in the room. Telling her that everything would be okay. She did not understand much at all about this angel. But years later, when the son chose to become a Christian, she was fine. She connected the dots. She knew that there was something to do with the living God. The day before Net died, she felt the same presence come into her room. And a voice said to her, Net has finished his assignment. She did not understand this, as Net was in good health. She's a Buddhist. She honored her son in saying that he would have a Christian funeral. And she really believed, she said, that Net is with Jesus. She acknowledges this. And the whole village where they had the funeral had the loudspeakers on. The minister from the church shared. They all could hear, had access to listening to the gospel. Even in his death brought glory to God. Assignment complete. You know, I'm sure that we all want to be in that position when God calls us home. Assignment complete. That we didn't settle for less. That we took opportunities to build the local house of God. That we took opportunity to bless people in our community in word and in deed. Our time is short. Be wise about your time. Let's be wise with our time. Let's give honor and glory to God. Let's bless God. Let's make the most of every opportunity. Because the Spirit of the Lord is upon you. He has anointed you to preach the gospel to the poor. I have times when some days I'm speaking to people who have not very much. Then I have days when I'm speaking to people that are very wealthy, millionaires. Let me tell you, they are poor. They're very poor. They're poor in spirit. On the inside of them, there's that ache of there must be more to life. The good news is for everybody, for all of our community. For all of our community, for everyone. Maybe today you're here, and I just want to share with you the gospel. In short, that Jesus loves you. That within him there is forgiveness of sins. In him there is justice. That he loves you. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. That whoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. That is God's promise to you. Can we stand up? I'd like to pray this prayer that is going to connect you to the Lord Jesus Christ. If you mean this with all your heart, you can pray this. And let me tell you that Jesus will come into your heart. He will forgive you. He will cleanse you. Let's pray this prayer together. Lord Jesus, I come to you today. Forgive me of my sin. Wash me in your precious blood. Thank you that you love me. Thank you that you died on the cross for me. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, each and every one of you, God calls you mine. You are his. How good is that? Like God holds you real close. You're mine. the living God. God loves you.